today's Hottest Music Hot 103's big show. And you know, Joey, we're very excited because every single year we look forward to the Cupid's Chase 5K run. And yeah, it's almost here. We're just like, you know, a little bit away from it. We have our good friend Jose with us today.
That's right. What's up, Jose? Good morning, buddy.
I was invited to some burritos and I'm kind of disappointed because I don't see no burritos.
Joey ate them right before. Sorry.
You know, it was Friday. Joey. I was too hungry, and I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot.
He my friend. Share with me.
I thought we had something special going on here,
right.
Brother.
I really did. And you know what's bad is that I reminded myself, too. I was like, hey, man, make sure you wait and share with everybody else. And
temptation was too strong.
It was.
There must have been some good burritos because they are absolutely gone. But yeah, I'm right here with Micaiah joining us from the Community Options office.
Hi, Micaiah. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. Of course, thanks for coming out and joining us this morning. Talk to us a little bit about, well, before we start breaking down Cupid Chase and everything, talk to us a little bit about Community Options and kind of what you do at Community Options.
Yes, so Community Options is an agency that supports individuals with developmental disabilities. We provide different services like residential, employment, dayhab, and then a lot of training to meet state standards.
Excellent, excellent. And of course, with that, you guys also put together one of those events that I say is that many people look forward to every year. Cupid's Chase 5K, which has been going on for several years now. And I feel like that's like the perfect 5K to kick off every year. And it also is the perfect time to look for love.
Well, you know what I was thinking the other day is that, okay, so you know how everybody's talking about all these New Year's resolutions and how we're doing, how bad we're doing, how good we're doing, all that good stuff. But anyway, this is the perfect time because if you're kind of falling off a little bit or enjoying too many burritos.
Yes.
You know, or you need some inspiration. Well, here is your inspiration. Join us, Cupid's Chase, February 8th, and you know, just make it work.
It works, and it's just a great, like, the environment of
Mesilla.
Yes, it
is. It's cool seeing everyone, you know, show up, whether they're running or supporting their family members in it. They're dressed up. They're wearing all their cute, like, you know, Valentine. They're in the spirit of Valentine.
What you going to be wearing there, Mr. Joseph?
Right, his tutu.
Tutu. I got to make sure I'm wearing anything that says love. Like, red. I need to have the red. I need to find the heart glasses. I had some heart glasses I need to find. I know I can find some glasses that we can do that.
We could definitely help you if you're out there and you're feeling like I need somebody in my life. Yes. Listen, we could help.
Yeah.
Community Options has designed the perfect way to help. This is what Community Options is going to do for you guys. We have put on the back of our shirts available or unavailable.
Yes.
Know? Like unavailable is whatever.
Yeah.
But available.
Yeah,
is
that's
there.
So cool. And you see it throughout the entire plaza, which is so cool. I also saw you had one of our friends and his wife, Leo Sanchez, going out there taking photos, right?
In
the
Carina. Yes.
633 Studios.
I got blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it. This year we got hooked up. So yeah, Leo Sanchez is gonna go out there with his wife. They're gonna take snapshots of videos, little pics, all sorts of stuff. And then what they're going to do is that they're going to do a recap video for us.
Oh, nice. You got
totally
the best
awesome.
The best
and then Laura Viramontes, she has a photography thing. She does amazing work.
She's good, yeah.
She had done our pictures years ago. And you know what? Till this day, I use her pictures for promotion because she's good.
One of the events that we've gone to at Community Options.
One of the meetings,
one of the meetings that you guys host. She taught us how to take pictures. And till this day, that is one of my profile pictures.
Right.
Because I didn't know I looked that cute. I mean, not fail, but.
No.
I look good.
Not fail, bro.
No.
You're a good looking dude, bro.
Easily a good 6.5 out of 10.
I'm going to go with 7.2.
Thank you. That picture, though, brought me to a 9.
Yeah, bro.
It was a really good picture.
She has skills, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting. She shared it during one of our callback meetings, and it was cool because a lot of people just, what was it, 20-minute class on how
so
to take
cool.
pictures?
Yeah.
And yeah, all of us used that picture for a bunch of stuff. It's really cool. But yeah, so she's going to be out there taking pictures. Leo Sanchez, they're going to be out there doing little video clips. So if you see them out there, make sure to smile, make sure to look good, and then, of course, you know, show off your available shirt.
Yes, excellent. And you will find love. You will. There's a lot of people out there, and it's so cool.
Marriage. What do we got? Marriage. Yeah. We got proposals. We got hookups. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. I'm pretty sure at some point someone was, like, in a fight, and then they made up.
Right, there
that's
you go.
True. You know, also you have the privilege of seeing Joey dancing out there with Plaza, right?
Yeah. You know, see, the thing is, like, we're excited about a lot of things, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, I look forward to this race. Obviously, we work really hard at it, so I look forward to it just having a good time. But seeing Joey dance, yo, like, that makes my day.
Right, right.
And then, you know, the donuts come up. You see him jogging towards the donuts.
Yes.
But the dancing, my friend.
Man. He dances for donuts. That's what it is.
Dance for donuts. Dance for donuts.
We need to figure out how to make that work for Cupid Chase 2026.
2026, right. Dance for donuts.
Dance for donuts. Something yes. needs to go with
there
that.
There you go.
But, of course, people could still register, correct? People could still sign up to be a part of all this fun stuff we're talking about. There's still registration still going on, correct?
Yes, definitely. So registration is going on now at cupidchase.org. Registration cost is $45 for a runner. Obviously, the prices will go up the day of the race. There is on-site registration, so feel free to just come and sign up right away.
That's right. Make sure you sign up. And then also some other important dates to look out for, of course, obviously, is as we get closer are those pickup dates to pick up your packets and T-shirts and all that good stuff,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, definitely. And it's unfortunate that we're not live, but if you're watching this video online, right,
yes.
Hot 103, we definitely would like to show you the shirts. They're beautiful shirts. We partnered up with Nike. The shirts are really cool. They're the dry fit stuff.
Yes.
Healthy people, runners, all sorts of
dancers.
Sports, dancers, Joey's. They, burrito loving Joey's will dry fits their thing. And they're beautiful shirts. The white ones are the ones that say unavailable. Yes. No. Actually, the red ones are the ones that say unavailable. Oh, no, available. Something like that. Anyway, unavailable. Yeah. So the beautiful shirts, the dry fit, they're perfect. Now, with that registration, you don't only get to run, obviously. You get your chip time, you get your T-shirt, you get a backpack with the logo on it, and you get a participation medal. And
nice.
It's not like, it ain't no cheap medal. I mean, they arrived at my office, you said it's a heavy box. They're really nice medals.
Nice, nice.
But yeah, packet pickup, very important. So here we go. February 5th and February 7th, we're going to be at Community Options Office. 2500 Missouri Avenue.
That's
simple.
Cool.
Okay. 25, and now we're gonna be there from 11 a.m. and then we're gonna hang out. I know we're gonna hang out after hours for you. 8 p.m. is the last time that you could go. Okay, so 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. 2-5 and 2-7.
Excellent. We'll get signed up. The Cupid's Chase 2025.
You know, Joey, really quick, I'm excited to see our good friends that we see every single year. Like Jeffrey.
Yes.
Jeffrey runs every single year, and I'm excited to see him out there running again.
And it's always, I tell you, like every year, and we were talking about this too, like every year it seems like there's just always, it's kicked up a notch. Mm-hmm. Like there's always something that's added that just makes it so much fun to be there. And
Justin Banish always runs it too.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Justin.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to remember every single person we see every single year.
Now, you guys said somebody from your office is going to try to run
this.
Yes,
Sarah Q. Y'all know Sarah Q.
That's right. Shout out to Sarah on our sister station, Classic Rock 98.7. Last time that you guys were here, she came by and said, well, I want to run, so we're going to designate her as the representative.
There you go.
Yes.
The representative of Hot 103,
you know,
and
have to stand back and dance and eat donuts. You know she's gonna go run.
Yeah, I mean someone's got their own. Everybody has their own job. Everybody has their own job. So we got to make sure that we have the burrito guy.
Yes.
We have the donut people.
Exactly.
We have the runners now representing.
Man, there you go. We're just growing every year, and now we can hey, this is your job. Have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, some sponsors you got to thank. I'm sure there's some sponsors you want to thank throughout this whole process that's been going on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's just talk about the community of Las Cruces. Thank you. Thank you, Las Cruces, for being so awesome. Thank you for being so cool with us, always backing us up. But, you know, early on in the game, the first times I started talking about, you know, sponsorship, Lori Honeywell, she came through. She is a financial advisor at Edward Jones, and she came up. She's like, hey, you know what? I got you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to set up a table, but I'm also going to run it. And
nice.
She's excited about that. Not only that, she's got some other people to run from her office. Really cool. Cruces Culture Magazine, they did a big highlight on Cupid's Chase, and we're really excited about that. Whitney Bustillos, she's the one that printed that, and we look good. We
nice.
Look good.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, and then our friends at Select Realty, Raul Tellez, they did an amazing job coming this year, and just being part of the whole thing, you know, and of course, Adams Radio, baby.
That's
I mean,
right.
Hot 103, Joey and Jackie. here we are. It's okay. I forgive you. I already let go of my feelings for no burritos.
Right.
But
our friendship is deeper than friendship, that, right?
No, no, we are family.
Yes, exactly.
We are family.
We are family, definitely.
I feel like the dancing on February 8th is going to be a really fast as revenge for not bringing burritos. I'm going to have a feeling that my heartbeat is going to be racing super fast. He's like, you will forget the burritos next time. So play the fastest song you can.
Yeah.
Just for Joey.
Just for Joey.
Man,
yeah,
can't wait.
No, but we are super excited. Thank you, Lost Cruz, for everybody that, that you know, has come through. And guys, please get people to register. Help people. Talk to your primo, your abuelita, your abuelito, your tío, your tía, your family members. Tell them, like, hey, you know what? This is a good cause. This is going to be all money that's going to be raised. It's going to stay here in Las Cruces. It's really cool stuff to do. So let's get out there and get people running.
That's right. Get registered today. And, of course, all this info, we're going to make sure to get it on our website. But for those that want to register, where can they go to sign up? And the website that they can go sign up to be a part of the Cupid Chase 5K.
The website is going to be cupidchase.org. Make sure it is a Las Cruces race because we do have them in other offices that we do have. So again, cupidchase.org.
That's right. Get signed up. And of course, we'll see you out there on February 8th for the Cupid Chase 5K. And of course, we appreciate you guys for stopping by and joining us and always being on the show with us and talking about the Cupid Chase 5K, which is one of those events, like I say, is those events that we look forward to, yes, every year, man.
We love just, it.
We look forward to all the fun that's going to be happening and the dancing that will be taking
and
place.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Get ready.
That's right.
For Joey.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Dancing for donuts. 2025 edition.
Thank you so much for being on the show.